We are joined on the KSRO live line from the Dean of Education at Sonoma State University, Dr. Carlos Ayala. Dr. Ayala, good to have you with us today.
Good morning, everybody. Nice to be here.
Yeah, Sonoma State University hosting the first Tu Eres La Diferencia coming up. Tell us all about this. What does it mean, and what are you trying to accomplish here?
Sure. Yes, we're very excited about this. We actually are hosting on campus, but this represents a partnership of school districts from Napa, Mendocino, Sonoma, Marin, and Lake counties, as well as the junior colleges in the region. What we are trying to do is highlight for students the steps that are needed to become a teacher. And we are looking primarily this round for students who would be willing to be bilingual teachers.
You actually taught math and science in public schools for 10 years. You were a principal of a bilingual school. What do you think it brings when kids get that education to learn two languages at once? Because that's basically where California is going, right?
Back in the 90s, it was a very big push to have bilingual education in schools. Having a bilingual teacher matters because what we know from research that students learn best how to read and write when they learn in the language of their home, of their family first, and then they take those skills and transfer them to other languages. So if you have a family who's not speaking English in a community in the United States, and that student learns how to read and write in their home language, it's much easier for them to learn a second language like English, and because we can use their foundational language to help them grow. Being bilingual also allows the teachers to speak to the parents.
So at what point in a young child's learning in school would they be able to really try to ascertain the principles of a second language? In this case, if it's a Spanish-speaking student, at what point would you start to teach them English?
Well, so if we go look at the models that are currently in the bilingual schools that we have in our region, the students who are learning a second language typically are learning it very early. So they start getting exposure to it in kindergarten and first grade, and transition happens between the third, fourth, and fifth grade. That's when students start making that complete transition to an English program. Unless, of course, they're in a school which emphasizes a bilingual program where both languages are being highlighted and taught, like Kalikamekak and other bilingual schools.
Dr. Ayala, do you find it interesting when you pull in a youngster and say, like, you have a valuable skill, you're bilingual, we really need you? Are they sort of shocked that, hey, wait a minute, I'm a valuable commodity?
Oh, we are going to have so much fun on Friday. So we have about 415 students coming to campus from Napa Unified, Cloverdale, El Molino, all over our service region. And we had counselors identify these students. These students are probably in shock, thinking that, oh, I have something valuable to offer here. So it's going to be exciting to see their faces on Friday.
Yeah, and so really not unlike a lot of schools now at this time in Sonoma County's history, and this time in our lives, a lot of schools are steering the right kids toward learning jobs in construction, because we're going to need construction workers, and we're going to need bilingual teachers as well. So is that the idea? Get them young and get them interested, and then get them into the field, hopefully?
Absolutely. One of the things that I've learned as the dean of the School of Education at Sonoma State, some of our best students are those students who identify early on in their lives that they want to be teachers. And those students typically have some sort of experience or experiences in high school or in junior high where they do some teaching, they may do some coaching, and they realize that value in being able to help others learn. And we want to capitalize on that and have those students, you know, realize that there is a profession, a career that they can follow. And we have all of these new programs. We'll have 9 teacher pathways at Sonoma State next fall. We received a $2.75 million Hispanic Serving Institution grant at Sonoma State to create the Puerta Project, which is a teacher preparation program for all students on campus. We're working closely with Mendocino Junior Community College, Santa Rosa Junior College, Napa Junior College to create pipelines for teachers coming in. So we're setting the stage for some very powerful learning and a lot of support for students to be successful.
And one more question for you, Dr. Ayala, in advance of this Friday exercise that you're taking part in, a big part in, you know, a lot of people would say this is an excuse for Spanish to someday become the official language of the state of California.
Yeah, we know that Spanish is spoken throughout the state, right? Calling it official or unofficial, I think that that's just some nomenclature that has little value. We use Spanish regularly. If you were to go into many different schools or industries, you'll be hearing Spanish. Giving somebody another language to be able to understand the world with gives them a different set of eyes that helps them view the world in different and special ways. And I think that this is a step in the right direction.
Well, it's a big step when you're talking about 415 students attending this workshop on Friday. Dr. Ayala, thanks for being with us this morning, and good luck with you.
Yeah, good luck to you, too. Thank you so much.
That is Dr. Carlos Ayala. He's the Dean of Education at SSU.